butter stove?
I've left the code on so that you'll need to press *6 to ask questions, but I was sensing some static already.
Hi, Hanok, it's Bob. I just want to let you know that I'm online.
Hello, this is Carol. I'm online.
Welcome, Sodisco. Please press *6 again to unmute your phones again. Thank you. In order to ask a question, you have to press *6, and then after I recognize you, please press *6 again to remute your phone, because there's some static on the line tonight.
Hi, Hanok, it's Bob.
How you doing, Bob?
Good. I'm driving for about 10 minutes, and I'm going to listen from home. So.
Okay.
Is this for an hour?
It usually runs about an hour, sometimes a little longer.
Okay, regular class then. All right. It's not an all-nighter thing, right?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to go on mute again.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Kodesh Tov. I'm beginning the session. We're reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha of Hukat, section 11, verse 73. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kononeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kononehu. Umi sham be'era hiv ha-be'er mem shin dechacha be'era uvatar be'er elah be'era levatar demit tanshe miya ligoy miyama yama v'nachte letata be'er b'she'ata v'yitzhak malya lehi ha-be'er hu ketiv v'razak yama diktiv v'yavad ha-levihu. And from thence they went to Be'er. The English translation of Be'er is well. That is the well. He asks, what is the change? Why does it first say Be'era to the well, and immediately after that, Be'er, well? He responds, it is only that Be'era is how Malchut was called after all the waters converged into the sea and flowed down to the area of Malchut. Malchut is called Be'er when Isaac, who is the left column of Zeranpin, fills it up, since the Be'er is still enacted upon by Zeranpin. It therefore is called Be'er without the hay, indicating masculine language. Therefore she, the Hebrew is he, is the well, is spelled he, the Hebrew is who, is the well, with the vav indicating that it is masculine language. The secret is as we have explained, but the Levite, he shall do the service, since he indicates the left side of Zeranpin. This verse in the Zohar is raising a question about the language of the spelling, and if there's a different, there's a spiritual reasoning behind the different spelling. There's male and female language in Hebrew. If you're talking about women, then you're using female adjectives and female verbs and female pronouns and so forth. And if you're talking about males, then you're using masculine language of all of those. And sometimes the Torah changes that. So whenever you have these different aspects in the same verse or the same series of verses, you start to question what is the meaning behind it. And that's what's happening in this verse from the Zohar. There's a funny joke, if you ever learn Hebrew, about the relationship of pronouns. Because in Hebrew, the word for he, the masculine pronoun, is she, the feminine pronoun in English. But in Hebrew, it's the same word. She means he. And the word for who is me. And so, and the word for me is who. So you have this play on words, you know, he is she, me is who, and who is he. And it's very funny when you're dealing with 10-year-olds and 8-year-olds as you teach them these things, as I have done in the past. And it's always difficult for me to remember because I was born with an English as my first language, and I have never really learned to speak Hebrew properly. Welcome to the month of Tammuz. Tammuz is a very interesting month. To understand the names of the Hebrew months is very important, because as we learn in Kabbalah, the names of things define the essence of things. The more you learn about a name, the more you understand it. And this month, we will see, is a very unique month. The Hebrew month, the names of the Hebrew months comes from Babylonia. The Torah doesn't name the Hebrew months. The Torah refers to the months as month 1, month 2, month 3, month 12, month 6. A couple of the months are given unique names, but those are not the names we use. Throughout the Talmud, throughout the Zohar, throughout the Sefer Yetzirah, we use the Hebrew names of the months. And those Hebrew names came from Babylonia. Now, the historical pattern is that when the first temple was destroyed and the exile took place for 70 years, we returned to Babylonia because that is where Abraham the patriarch started. Ur Kasdim was Babylonia. And Abraham wrote the Sefer Yetzirah according to the Kabbalists. So when the people went back to Babylonia, they relearned the names that Abraham had known when he was beginning to follow his spiritual path. So the names were given to everybody at Mount Sinai, but they weren't written into the Torah. They were written by numbers in the Torah. And so the numbers of a month are also significant. And the month of Tammuz is the fourth month. And the four is a number that relates to the Tetragrammaton. And the Tetragrammaton, the permutation of the Tetragrammaton for the month of Tammuz, for the fourth month, is totally reversed from its normal pattern. The normal pattern is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And we say Yud K Vav K, but we really should be saying Yud Dalit Vav Dalit. But that's another discussion. But the permutation for tonight and that you should be saying tomorrow that helps you take control of the energy of the month of Tammuz is not Yud He Vav He, but He Vav He Yud. The exact reverse order of the letters. Why is that? We'll come to understand this. We're also going to see from the name coming out of Babylonia that this month of Tammuz is teaching us how to stop our reactions, how to do binding by striking. And the reason that that is because the name of Tammuz in Babylonian, in its original language, is the name of a god. The name of a god of spring. The name of a god of sexual union. The name of a god that deals with the rejuvenation of life that comes in the spring. But we know there's only one God. And that God's name is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. But we also know it has permutations. But how do we understand the concept of Tammuz being not a Hebrew name, but a Babylonian name and a name of a Babylonian god? Isn't that Avodah Zarah? Isn't that idol worship? And that's where the power of the Hebrew letters comes in. Because when you spell the names of things in Hebrew letters, you get the energy of those letters. And what we find is the name Tammuz is spelled Taf Mem Vav Zion. Taf Mem spells a Hebrew word, Tam. Tam means completion. It means more than completion. Jacob is spoken of in the Torah as an Ish Tam. The same thing for Abraham. What is an Ish Tam? A complete man. A man who has connected to the Creator, who has cleaved to the Creator. This is the idea of a man who is Tam. Vav and Zion are the letters that created the months of Sivan, the third month, and the second month, Iyar, the month of healing, the month of balance. The word Tam means completion, wholeness. Tammuz means to complete the Vav and the Zion. It means to complete the month of healing and the month of balance. Now, why would they call the name Tammuz? Put yourself back 3,000 years. It's difficult to do, I understand. But human beings have not changed that much. So look at yourself from the standpoint of today, but put yourself back in those days. There were people who didn't know that there was one God. That had been forgotten. That was started to forget in the third generation, in the child of Set, Chet, the third son of Adam and Eve. And his son, or the grandson of Adam and Eve, was Enosh. And he started to worship the stars. Not because he wanted to or because he just thought it was polite. The stars were and still are the astrological influences are helping us to achieve our completion by bringing us to those places where the other souls that we need to complete with and make our tikkun with are present. So we say thank you to the stars. Thank you to the planets. That's what Enosh started. And people over the generations forgot about Hashem, God forbid, until Abraham came along and taught there is only the one God who created everything. So in the month of Tammuz, in the people of that period, in that location, they had multiple gods, and they would name the months after their gods. But Abraham came along and said, that's a great name to call the fourth month, the month that has the four letters. That's a great name because it will help people realize that you're not talking to a god. You're talking to a month. It will help you realize that in order to complete the second and the third month, there is a process that takes place. And the Torah was given on the sixth of Sivan, but it's not complete until the 17th of Tammuz, because there's a 40-day process for everything to be completed. That's why Moses went up the mountain for 40 days to get the Torah, to get the Luchot. We learn this in Kabbalah, but we learn it from the month of Tammuz more than any other time. Tammuz is the completion of the Vav and the Zion. And how do you make completion? How do you complete your tikkun? Your correction, you do it by transforming your nature. You do it by transforming the consciousness from the desire to receive into the desire to receive in order to share. Let me rephrase that. You do it by transforming the desire to receive for oneself alone into the desire to receive in order to share. So you have a month called Tammuz, which is a Babylonian god. But Abraham transformed that consciousness into sharing consciousness. Abraham did the work for us partially in Tammuz. We still have more to do. We have to do it in ourselves. And this is what the month is capable of doing. It's capable of teaching you binding by striking. It's capable of teaching you how to transform your consciousness. What is the month of Tammuz all about? There are two letters related to the month of Tammuz. One is the Chet that created the month. The Chet created the constellation Sartan. Sartan is the Hebrew word for crab. It's the Hebrew word for the disease cancer. What does the crab have to do with the cancer? We're going to understand that before tonight is over. Bezrat Hashem. With God's help, will be able to understand that. The month of Cancer, the month of Tammuz, is the completion of healing and balance, the receiving of the Torah. It's completing the Vav and the Zion, the two letters that created those constellations. And what letters, how is the letter Chet created? If you look at the letter Chet, and on the right side, it's made from a Vav. On the left side, it's made from a Zion. And it's connected with a very fragile shell, a little carrot, a little house. This is how the scribe forms the Chet. And this is the letter that created the constellation Sartan, the crab. The crab has a shell. When the shell gets too small, the crab discards the shell and hides because he's very vulnerable. He's very tasty and very vulnerable. But there's one thing about the crab that's also true about the energy of Tammuz. The crab is incapable of walking forward. It must go side to side. Not even side to side, it just goes sideways. And that's why many crabs, which is not a kosher animal, but many crabs have one leg significantly larger than the others, than the other leg. Why is that? Because it uses it more. It uses it for its strength. And which leg is it? It's the right leg. The sharing leg. And this is what we need to learn. And what is the idea of the disease cancer, which comes from the crab, which is a shell? Because the disease itself, any tumor, is formed by a shell, the outer shell, and the inner shell that kind of sloughs off and spreads throughout the body. It's not a good thing. We call it metastasizing. But ultimately, the idea of a cancer is a desire to receive for oneself alone. Our consciousness of a desire to receive oneself alone is what forms the disease cancer. And the Kabbalists teach us an amazing thing. Ask any doctor, when did my tumor start? And I can say my tumor because I have had colon cancer. And I have done teshuvah for the cause of that colon cancer. And I'm cancer-free today. Asked the doctor, when did it start? He said, well, we got big enough that we could notice it. You're lucky that we got it early. I wasn't lucky. I was connected. Because 20 years ago, I didn't have the knowledge of Kabbalah. And 20 years ago, when I hit the month of Tammuz, I didn't know that the month will be pushing me to all kinds of emotional highs and lows. This is the nature of the Vav and the Zion and the Chet. When it isn't complete, the Vav is male, the Zion is female. These are two different worlds, as we all know. You can't live with a woman, you can't live with a man, depending on which one of you them you are. But you can't live without them either. This is the energy of the Chet. this is what's going to influence you during this month. The first 16 days of the month of Tammuz is positive. What does that mean, positive? It means it's sharing. It means it's going to take you up and it's going to take you down. And what happens in the second, from the 17th of the month onwards? It's the negative 3 weeks. The most negative 3 weeks of the year starts on the 17th day of Tammuz, which this year starts the evening of June 24th. Today is the eighth day, 16 days from now. This is the time when we need to be careful going into natural bodies of water. This is what the Kabbalists teach us, to be careful when we go swimming. Cancer is a water sign. Why do I need to be careful when I go into water? Water has an aspect called flood. Water, after the flood, was changed. Water in the month of spring, we have tornadoes in the Midwest. We have hurricanes in the Southeast Asia. Water is oversharing. That's called a flood. But I can be oversharing. When you're sharing with an agenda, you're oversharing. When you're sharing more than you have received, you're oversharing. I had a friend who passed a few years ago, a man that I was very fond of. I loved the man. He was the most sharing individual you will ever see. His employees came to him, "I need a loan. I have this kind of problem. I have that kind of problem. Can I get an advance for a few weeks? Can I get an advance for a year?" And his answer was always yes. Even when he couldn't make payroll, his answer was yes. Even when his customers said, "I can't pay you," and he issued checks without funds and ran around to his relatives borrowing funds, he said yes. Why? Because he wanted to be loved. He had an agenda, and everybody did love him. But that's not why he came into the world. He came into the world so that when people asked him, he would say no. Because it was so difficult for him to say no. Because somebody might not love him. This is the energy of the month of Tammuz. This is the energy of the Sartan. What kind of energy? The energy of emotions. Aren't emotions a good thing? Don't emotions tell me things? Don't they teach me things? I don't always, the only emotion I have is not anger. I have many different kinds of emotions. I have love. I have hate, God forbid. What other kinds of emotions do I have? This is the month that you will see your emotions. That's what the astrological influence is. That's what's necessary to provide your completion. And there's only one thing you have to do this month. It's a very simple thing. You do it, and you will never get cancer in your life. You'll never get the disease. You'll never have the chaos that comes from emotions out of control. Just a simple thing. Remember, I said simple. I didn't say easy. You will find it extremely difficult unless you are used to binding by striking, unless you are used to striving to change your consciousness. Then you will find it possible. And what is this thing that I'm saying to you, that I'm stressing to you, that I'm begging you to do? Be happy. You get angry. Don't get angry. Change it to joy. Thank the guy who's getting you angry, who's pushing your buttons.
Mm-hmm.
For a question? Be happy. You know the song and the phrase, don't worry, be happy. This is the month to practice it. Because your emotions are illusionary. They change. You get up angry. You get up sad. You get up tense. Change it. All it takes is what Abraham has taught us. Complete the Vav and the Zion. Be happy. Connect to Hashem. Connect to Hashem in the reverse order, because he's giving us the opportunity to climb from Malchut, from the physical world, letter by letter, to the spiritual world, to the highest places. That's why the order of the permutation is in reverse. So we can climb letter by letter from the He to the Vav, to the He to the Yud. We will do the Ana B'Koach before the night is complete. We will take control of the Tam, Vav, and Zion, the Tammuz. We will complete the Vav and the Zion by bringing the positive aspect of the month. The Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, and 40 days later was the 17th of Tammuz. What happened on the 17th of Tammuz?
Idol worship. The golden calf.
Idol worship. Why? Because the month is called Tammuz. Because that consciousness of idol worship, of building a golden calf, took place on the 17th of Tammuz, instead of receiving the two luchot. The luchot that Moses had to let go and break, so that we wouldn't be guilty of adultery, God forbid, of being with another god. We still have that in us, and we need to get it out of us. This is the month. Vav and Zion, if you are happy, no matter what occurs, Vav and Zion become complete. That little shell of a house is built. The month of Tammuz, the month of the crab, the month of Cancer, is built on fear. The crab is afraid when its shell is sloughed off, when it hits its limits of growth, when it gets to that comfort zone, the crab becomes afraid. It doesn't want to go out of its comfort zone. It likes the shell the way it is. But it has to grow, so it has to throw it off. And then it becomes vulnerable. It becomes afraid. Be happy that you're afraid. Be happy that you're changing the fear. Be happy no matter what occurs. This is the month to be happy. But it's the month with the starting of the three negative weeks. How can I be happy when the three negative weeks are there? How can I be happy when you're telling me to be worried about going to the ocean and the rivers and the lakes? How can I be happy with all of this craziness going on? How can I be happy with all of the conflict in front of the wall, God's house? How can I be happy with all the wars going on in the Middle East and the Far East, the Near East? How can I be happy? What's stopping you? Are you afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Are you afraid of war? Are you afraid of Boston happening in your hometown? Remember the spiritual tools. Remember the spiritual laws. The only way something can happen to you is if there's a decree by a spiritual court. And if you are happy, you're not judging. And if you're not judging, you cannot be judged. Be happy. When the 3 weeks begin, and we will speak of the 3 weeks in a separate class, when the 3 weeks begin, know that your job is to change the 3 weeks of mourning into 3 weeks of joy. Is the temple destroyed? No, it's not. But I can't see it. Where are you living? The physical world or the spiritual world? Where do you want to live? These are tools. You have a choice. Cuckoo Kabbalah says the temple is not destroyed. There's a wall there, which means there's the rest of the building there. All you have to do is see it or pretend to see it. Pretend it, fake it, until you make it. I got somebody to laugh.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
Me too. Fake it till you make it. It's a great phrase.
Mm-hmm.
See what you want to see. Joy, happiness, not pain and suffering. We all know people who see the world as half empty. We have heard of people, and sometimes we've met people who see the world as half full. In the month of Tammuz, in the month of completing the Vav and the Zion, it's not half full, it's completely filled. How else can I be happy? It's simple. It's not easy. The letter Tav is the second letter of the month of Tammuz. The letter Tav. If you can visualize the letter Tav, it's made by a Dalet and a Vav that is connected to it. the lower left leg of the Vav, or the head of the Vav, which is upside down and facing to the left, that leg is pointing outward to something. But the Taf is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Taf is pointing out. What is it pointing to if it's the end? Is it happy that it's the end? Is it happy that it's leaving the physical world, that death is still in this world? What is the Taf happy about? What did the Taf create? It created the moon. The moon is a metaphor for female. The moon is a metaphor for the Jewish people, the spiritual path people, who are always looking out to that newness, to the other dimension, to the next world. The fourth day of creation took place. The sun and the moon and the stars were created. The moon at the end of the day went to God and said, Hashem, how can you have two kings? Somebody has to be on top. Somebody has to be at the head of the hierarchy. And God said to the moon, you're absolutely right. Please diminish yourself. Was that the effect of pointing out that we can't have two kings? Doesn't make sense, doesn't it? Does it? Malchut is the moon in the frame of the planets. No, well, Earth is the Malchut in the frame of the planets. Yes. Are they both Malchut? Yes. Are they different types of Malchut? Yes. The moon represents the crown of the Yesod, the crown of the male member, the part that is hidden. Not hidden, concealed within the body of the female. The moon has no light of her own. She lost the light. She was created with light. And then the moon lost the light. And this past week, I read a newspaper article on Huffington Science that explained how she lost her light in the development of the planets. She was bombarded with heavy meteorites that punched through her magma, punched through her shell, and they formed not volcanoes, but they formed heavy mass concentrations. And those concentrations created anomalies in the gravitational field of the moon. Why are those gravitational fields there? Why are those anomalies there? Because that's where the moon will find her light again. And that's what's going to happen, as Isaiah says. The moon will return to the level of the male. She will return with the light, and together they will grow seven times. When you look at the sun, of course you can't look at the sun, it's too bright. But if you look at the sun, it has a certain size to you. It's 93 million miles away. It's a certain size to you. If you look at the moon, it looks the same size. It's only a quarter of a million miles away. So relatively on distance, the moon is not as large as the sun, but it appears to us to be the same size. Male and female were created equal. Two lights. And then the moon lost her light. And man was created to return the light, to complete the Vav and the Zion, to be happy, and to receive the pleasures of this world, and the other worlds, and the other dimensions. It's all yours. All you have to see is something that somebody tells you isn't there. The temple is there, but people tell you it's not. Which do you want to see? Do you want to fake it till you make it? Do you want to see what's not there until it is there? And the seeing of it before it's there is what creates it? Do you want to be part of that process? Please join me in saying the Anabatoach. Anabatoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Unconditional love, Ahavatinam, Vav Shin Resh, the memories of the temple in existence, the memory of the light of the moon being in existence, the memory of Adam before the sin, the memory of Chava before the sin, the memory of sharing, the desire to receive in order to share. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu acharenu noa. Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. The six letters. Cross Satan, tear up Satan, eliminate that selfish attitude, eliminate the desire to receive for oneself alone, and transform it into the desire to receive in order to share. Permutate those letters, reminding you, Sha'ar Katan, the small gates, your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth, the entry point for the negative system. Guard them well during this month. You see what you're not supposed to see, don't see it. You hear what you're not supposed to hear, don't hear it. Don't say it. Don't smell it. You are in control of your senses. You are in control of your emotions. You are in control. Na gibor dor sheyehudcha kevavad shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet, connecting you to sustenance, to Parnassah. You can work 8 or 9 hours a day, and every 5 minutes you can make a sale. or you can make one sale the whole day that's the same value of sales. Which way do you want to work? Do you want to be able to study your Torah and provide the sustenance? This is the way Hashem wants the plan to work. Yud Kaf Shin, a sequence that lets you take any part of your body that needs healing and return it to its stem cell state, its original state, its Keter. Stem cell state is cleansing. The stem cell state is rejuvenating. The stem cell state is healing. And then you can return it back to your body. And as long as you've changed your body, that part of your body that wasn't working will work again. See what you want to see. During Tammuz, it is not about being right. Tammuz is about activating your emotions and you stopping the reactive process of your emotions. Barchen tacharen, rachame sitkatcha, tamid gamlem, betet resh, tzaditach gimel, connecting you to victory, your victory over your desire to receive for oneself alone, and transforming it into the desire to receive in order to share. Chasin kadosh berov tucha na'el adatach et kufbet tet nunayin, connecting you to appreciation and thankfulness. Thank Hashem for sending you the guide that pushes your buttons, the person who upsets you, that gives you the opportunity to grow over that, to no longer let it bother you, the person who embarrasses you, the person who knows your secrets and divulges them, the person who you hate because he has captured the sparks of your soul, and by bringing him close to you, you elevate those sparks back to yourself. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about your brothers, the 10 lost tribes, the Palestinians. I'm talking about your brothers, the 10 lost tribes, the nation of Korea, perhaps. I'm talking about your brothers, the 10 lost tribes, who are everywhere and anywhere. Welcome your brothers in their spiritual path. There's no right or wrong. There's just a multitude of paths. It isn't about you choosing your path and proving it to everyone else. It's about you choosing the path that is right for your soul and letting everyone else follow their path, because all of the paths lead one place. They all lead to Hashem. Some of them lead to a heaven unlike anything that I would conceive of. because that person who created that heaven in his consciousness, in his soul root, is right for him. Yachid geh lam chapenei zokrei kidushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The sequence that helps speed the process, that speeds the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah, that speeds our connection to the Gemar Tikkun, the completion of the Tikkun, the completion of the Vav and the Zion, the transformation of the Babylonian God into the perfection of the completion of the Tikkun. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea talumot shinkufal tzadiyutav. The letters of the month of Tammuz, the Taf that created the planet we call the moon, the planet without light, and yet does not feel a lack, because it shares all the light that it receives. From the new moon to the full moon to the new moon again, it shares everything it receives. It obviously does not feel any lack. This is the Jewish nation that feels lack, but it's an illusion. Start to see that it's an illusion and you won't feel the lack. You'll feel complete. And the Chet that is made by the Vav and the Zion, the Chet, which has a gematria of 6 plus 7, which is 13. 13 is the word Echad, oneness, the unity, the Zivug, the sexual union of male and female in unity. And the gematria of the letter Chet is 8. So we have 6 plus 7 plus 8. 13 plus 8 is 21. The name of God, Echye. I will be. And there's that little house on top of the two letters, that carrot, that completion, the shell that takes the 21 to 22, so that we have all of the energy of all 22 letters of the alphabet available in the month of Tammuz that helps us to transform those negative 3 weeks into the positive 3 weeks. And the 8th verse we say in a whisper. But before we say the 8th verse, let us do the Tetragrammaton in its permutations. And we will complete it with the last permutation that we will repeat. The permutation for the month of Tammuz, the permutation that lets us climb from earth to wherever we wish to go. You want to cleave to Hashem and climb to the highest places. Yo hey wa hey. Yo hey hey wa. Yo wa hey hey. Hey hey wa yo. Hey hey yo wa. Hey wa yo hey. Wah, hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, wah, hey. Hey. Hey, wah, hey, yo. Wah, hey, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, yo, hey, wah. Hey, wah, hey, yo. 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 Hey, wah. Hey yo, hey wa, 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 hey yo. Hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo. Be happy when you make mistakes. Hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo. Hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo. Be happy when you're right. Be happy when you're wrong. Be happy when the other guy pushes your buttons. Hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo. Hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey wa yo, hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo. Fake it till you make it, fake it till you make it. Hey wa hey yo, transform Thamuz. Complete the Vav in Zion. Build the carrot on top. Hey, wa, hey, yo. Hey, wa, hey, yo. Hey, wa, hey, yo. Hey, wa, hey, yo. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. I forgot to mention, so I'm going to be happy that I forgot to mention the 72 name that helps you with being able to see what isn't there, what removes the veils from your sight. The name of God, which is the fourth name of the 72 names, the top rows counting from the right column. Ayin, Lamed, Mem, Sofit. Alame. Use that name. Use that name to see. To see the reality to see the upside down world, the world that is opposite of our world. And the name of the Tzaddikim, that fourth name from the Tzaddikim, is Ayin Aleph Mem, which has a gematria of 111. 111 is the spelled out name of the Aleph. Aleph, that means the letter, but the word means a thousand. The word means the letter, but it also means a thousand. See what you want to see. 1,000 Aleph's that are one. The negative aspect of sight and the sense of sight is the sense that we need to correct in the Tammuz to be able to see the reality through the veil of the illusion. Fake it till you make it. Correct the jealousy. Correct the envy. Correct the hatred for no reason. Does anybody have any question?
This is very awesome. Lots, very much to think about and to ponder, because there is so much truth in this. I have to wrap my heart around it, not my brain.
Baruch Hashem. This is the month where your heart will feel its emotions.
Yes.
This is the energy of the month. Baruch Hashem, that you'll wrap your heart around it. Mm-hmm. Let go of the logic. It doesn't serve you this month. See the truth through what you feel. But know that your feelings are an emotion. Your feelings are an illusion. Your feelings will change. But the one emotion that never changes is happiness. Hashem is always happy. Hashem is always sharing. We just have to learn to be like Hashem.
Yeah.
Happy and sharing.
Yes. For sure. Is this recorded, this session tonight?
Yes.
Class? Okay.
Yes.
So
it is recorded.
So where will we find
it? And it will be sent out tomorrow. It will be sent out as soon as possible tonight. It could be as late as 2 or 3 in the morning.
Well, okay. I think I will be sleeping. Thank you very, very, very much. I look forward to listening to this again and again.
Baruch Hashem.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Good night.
The class is... Good night, Bob. I was just about to make announcements about the classes for this week. Tomorrow morning at 10:30. Okay. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, we will have a first class teaching the 18 morning blessings. I expect to only get through one blessing tomorrow because we'll also be speaking about the Kavanah when we say any blessing so that we can learn to be happy during the month of Tammuz. 5 a.m. Monday morning will be the second of our Sefer Yetzirah classes, the book that Abraham wrote, the book that helps us understand what we spoke about tonight, the book that transforms our desire to receive for oneself alone into the desire to receive in order to share. The class that helps us achieve that. At 5:30, we will have the first of our basic classes that starts in Sacramento Monday afternoon. And at 8:30, we will have the second of the advanced classes from San Francisco teaching the four phases. Tuesday at 8:30, we will have the class on advanced reincarnation, the 15th class in that series. Thursday, we will have a Zohar. And Saturday, we will have a Zohar at 10 o'clock both days. And next, the following Sunday, we will continue the morning blessings. And every afternoon at 3 o'clock will be announced by text message. If you're interested in receiving the text messages announcing the Zohar classes, every afternoon from 20 minutes to a half hour, sometimes an hour, but usually not, so that we make the connection every day. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful week.
Thank you. The same to you as well.
Good night.
Good night. Nope.